Hello, respected viewers. So there was news 3 days ago that local elections in certain counties of England, I think not the rest of the United Kingdom, are going to be postponed. They were due to be held in May 2025, being put back to May 2026 because Angela Rayner, who's a local government secretary, as well as being deputy prime minister, has announced a major redrafting of the laws concerning local government. Now, she says there's a generational power shift from Whitehall to the town hall. Well, ha, ha, ha. She belongs to the Control Freak Society. Her ideology is really all about command control, taking away choices from people, the deprivation of rights. That's what drives her. But this is impacting Surrey, Suffolk, Norfolk, the Isle of Wight, Hampshire, Thurrock, Essex, West Sussex, East Sussex, perhaps other forgotten. Now, I think it's not impacting every council in South Britain. Methinks it's not Northern Ireland, North Britain, or Wales. Anyway, she says that there'll be no point in going ahead with these councils because they're going to be phased out just a year later. And there is a certain logic to a case, and that we're squandering taxpayers' money to do so. Although that's true, you could say about that about all elections in every legislature. An awful lot of taxpayers' money is spent on her. Labour spent an awful lot of money teaching her to pronounce the words Tory chaos. And note that she gave a reading at the funeral of her idol, John Prescott. She said she was John Prescott in a skirt. Well, how do you know he didn't wear a skirt? Isn't that a bit transphobic? You know, Angela Rayner's all the one to jump on the bandwagon with the Me Too movement. John Prescott was accused of sexually assaulting the wife of a Labour MP back in the 1970s. I've no idea whether that's true or false. But usually on the left, if somebody's accused, that's it. He is thrown into the outer darkness. No need to prove anything. But somehow Prescott gets a pass on that one. This is like 50 years ago when a woman was highly unlikely to make a bogus allegation because she wasn't going to get anywhere. There was no one to complain to. People would shrug it off at best. So that's why it's highly credible against a very powerful Labour MP could do this and get away with it. I don't actually know whether Prescott did it again. But Prescott, deputy prime minister like her, ignoramus like her, couldn't speak English like her, and was also in charge of local government, had his big idea for the reformation of local government, and wanted to abolish borough councils of regional assemblies. What a colossal waste of money that was. In about 2004, an assembly in northeast England thought to me the region most likely to go for it, and it was only 20% yes, 80% no, even on a low turnout. So like 10% of people in northeast England wanted it. So that was a waste of several million pounds. Well done, Prescott. Anyway, good riddance to him. So this is a troubling moment for democracy. You know, democracy delayed is democracy denied. In an exigent situation, in coronavirus lockdown, the local elections had to be postponed for a year. But there's not so much of a case for postponement right now. But wait a second. This is doing the exact opposite of what Miss Rayner promised. La Rayner said it's, less control for Whitehall. But here we have Whitehall. That's a synecdoche for the civil service and central government in England, particularly England. That is that street where many government ministries are based, and indeed Downing Street's just off it. It abuts onto Parliament Square. The decision has been taken to scrap borough councils in most cases and turn them into unitary authorities, where you combine the borough council's powers with those of the county council. In Surrey, for instance, there could be one mega council for the whole of Surrey, or could split it into East Surrey and West Surrey or something like that. It wasn't up to the boroughs. Do they want to go unitary or not? It's been an idea that's been floated for a decade, and it doesn't seem to be terribly popular. So we see the imposition of central government's will, and local people are going to be forced to do this, whether they like it or not, without any consultation, let alone control. So the Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Red Davey, has denounced it, but he somehow thinks the Conservatives are against it. Now, it could also be that Labour would be in for a drubbing this May, which would be deeply humiliating so soon after they won a Westminster election. But postponing it doesn't necessarily make it better, unless they see some green shoots in early 2026, which might change voters' minds. And now reform, it might even help reform, because reform doesn't have much of a working party machinery. And so it needs that really functional by 2026. Conservative Party is, well, the treasury is bare, really. They need to refill the coffers. They might have more of a chance by 2026. So it could, yeah. I mean, electoral considerations have got surely got something to do this maximizing partisan advantage. And there was this idea that somehow regional councils would be more amenable to Labour, and Conservatives are often about localism. Now, local government doesn't have much legitimacy. Turnout is very low, like 30%. There's one time in Merseyside, notorious, it was 20% or more people voting in, pop idol on phone elections than they voted in local elections and so on. Moreover, most of the funding for your borough council, your county council, comes from central government, and local councils only allowed to increase by 4.9% their council tax. And apparently that cap will be increased to like 10%. But there is a case to say, well, local councils increase as much as you like, and then people are offered a genuine choice. Do you want to vote for a high tax party, a low tax party, or what? Low tax party might offer you fewer services, worse services. You want to go for that? Maybe you want to pay more to get better services, more extensive services. Moreover, there are all these statutory duties which are loaded onto local governments that they have to provide certain services, and they can't choose whether they want to provide them or not. So we don't want to do that in our local authority, our county, our borough. If you want that service, you've got to go somewhere else. And people can vote with their feet. And so there's actually little purpose in voting in local elections when your local authority, whether we're talking about borough council or county council, has very limited control. And they've got different competences. For example, libraries are controlled by county councils, education's by county councils, boroughs control other things like bin collection, for example, what else, authorizing cycle lanes. It's very confusing who does what. But unitary authorities is you combine them and then you have fewer politicians. Councils are usually part-timers, paid as little as £4,000 a year. That's another thing, is they choose their own salary. Conservative dominated ones tend to be low tax, vote, pay themselves less. Greedy Labour ones tend to pay themselves more at taxpayers' expense, £10,000 even more. So you're just doing a few hours a week, usually full council meeting, maybe once a month. But we shall see. So the idea is to merge councils. There might be some efficiency savings in that. So she said there's going to be devolution to new areas, which would be entitled to choose mayors, such as Brighton, Sussex, Suffolk, Norfolk, Hampshire and the Solent, Greater Essex, Cheshire, Warrington, as well as Cumbria. Now, this is a Blairite idea that there'll be some sort of directly elected mayors, right? Usually the people elect the councils, and the councils amongst themselves would elect one of the mayor. And in a Liberal Democrat dominated council, for instance, they would choose a Lib Dem mayor invariably. Anyway, the idea is with this, you vote for your councillors, fine, but you also have a vote for the mayor, and you don't have to use your vote for the same party. I can vote Labour for my councillor and Conservative for my mayor if I want to, or I could vote Labour for the councillor and Labour for the mayor as I wish. And the mayors have more extensive powers, so he or she is directly elected. And across a lot of England and Wales, you see that system. And there's like these metro mayors of the West Midlands, not just Birmingham, but a lot of the dormitory towns in the periphery as well. So there may be some savings as not so many elected politicians, and there is something good for that. But shouldn't the people decide? Isn't that the whole idea of democracy, rather than Angela Rayner decide? And I know, obviously, it's to be voted through Parliament, but there are certain statutory powers where, as the Secretary of State, he or she can just simply sign things into law because it's been delegated to him. So there are going to be a lot of postponed elections. What effect will this have in 2026? Will people be even more annoyed? Now, low turnout tends to favour Conservatives. Labour always struggles with turnout. But anyway, there are still going to be local elections in some counties in South Britain: Worcestershire, Warwickshire, Staffordshire, Oxfordshire, Nottinghamshire, Lincolnshire, Leicestershire, Lancashire, Kent, Hertfordshire, Gloucestershire, Devon, Derbyshire, Cambridgeshire. And I think that's it. So anyway, the Green Party has spoken out against it. Their co-leader, Adrian Ramsey, has said, no, it's actually taking power away. What about subsidiarity, which is decisions are taken as close to the people affected by the decision as possible? Well, how close is that? Foreign affairs and defence decisions taken at a Westminster level for the entire United Kingdom. Things about bin collection, or whether we're going to allow more fast food joints in the high street, taken at a borough council level. Boroughs have tens of thousands of people living in them, rarely more than 100,000 people living in them. That's quite local. Boroughs subdivide into wards, roughly one council for every 3,000 people. The ways to do this, you can have a single councillor ward, roughly 3,000 voters. I should say voters, not people, because of course children can't vote. Some people can't vote for reasons of citizenship. You could have a two-seater two councils, roughly 6,000 voters, three-seater, three councils, roughly 9,000 voters, and so forth. Okay, so we shall see. How do I feel about this? So there obviously been some sort of implementation cost, probably some long-term savings. I'm minded to be against. We'll see how it pans out. Okay, goodbye.